Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced an Any Moose Registration Hunt, RM831, that will open on Tuesday, March 1st. The hunt will occur in Part Unit 21D south of the south bank of the Yukon River. This area includes where the moose population was estimated to be 1,900 to 2,500 in 2011, but increased to 4,000 to 4,500 moose by 2018. Trend count surveys conducted in November from 2019 through 2022 indicate the population continued to grow since the 2018 population estimate. Moose abundance increased in this area for several years, and the population can support a winter harvest opportunity, said Galena area biologist Glenn Stout. The season for the RM831 hunt is scheduled to run from March 1st through March 15th. However, the department has established a quota of 25 moose with no more than 20 cows. If either quota is met by March 15th, then the season will be closed by emergency order. Hunters are prohibited from shooting a cow accompanied by a calf. Because of the harvest quota is relatively few moose, hunters are required to report harvested moose within 2 days, said Stout. Permits are available online beginning February 23rd or to licensed vendors in the area. Only Alaska residents who have not harvested a moose since July 1st, 2022 may participate in the hunt. Successful hunters must report either on the internet or in person or by phone to the Fairbanks office. Hunters who reported by phone must also mail their permit reports within 15 days of the close of the season. For full details, visit the story posted at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy issued Administrative Order 343 to address unprecedented workforce shortages in state jobs by removing the requirement of a four-year college degree for most state jobs on Tuesday, February 14th. The state of Alaska is not immune from the nationwide labor shortage, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Today, people can gain knowledge, skills, and abilities through on-the-job experience. If we're going to address our labor shortage, we have to recognize the value that apprenticeships, on-the-job training, military training, trade schools, and other experience provides applicants. If a person can do the job, we shouldn't be holding anyone back just because they don't have a degree. According to the release from the governor's office, Alaska faces unprecedented workforce shortage, which is impacting the delivery of essential state services. Currently, there are not enough qualified applicants to fill all the state job vacancies. This administrative order is the first step in addressing the state's workforce shortages and modernizing the state's personnel system. To address the shortage, Governor Dunleavy orders the following. The Director of Personnel and Labor Relations shall identify the job classifications that currently require applicants to possess a four-year college degree. Thereafter, the Department Administration will review which job classifications are appropriate to include practical experience in lieu of or in addition to a four-year college degree requirement. In conducting the review, the Department of Administration shall consult the affected state agencies under the governor's jurisdiction. Where practical, the Department of Administration shall propose and present amendments to the state's personnel rules to the personnel board recommending the replacement of any requirement of a four-year college degree for all state jobs in which a degree is not legally required with comparable relevant work experience, skills, or competency-based training requirements. Job postings shall include relevant experience in lieu of college degree whenever reasonable. And finally, this order shall be completely consistent with applicable law. For full details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Alaska U.S. senators and several Alaska Native leaders are urging the federal government to approve a major oil project on the petroleum-rich North Slope. They cast the Willow Project Tuesday as economically critical for indigenous communities in the region and important for the nation's energy security. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski warned the Biden administration against killing the project. Not everyone in the region supports the project. Read more at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.